pain of defeat is, I can 100% resonate with what those Olympians say, because, you know, it is painful when you put so much effort in and you care so much about the environment. You want to see, not for yourself personally, but for your family and your friends and the people that supported you, to give them the reward and to have it taken away sometimes in a sport like rugby, where the grey areas of the sport are so grey, you know, the referee indecisions and the bounce of the ball. Sometimes you think you're mad for doing it, to be honest. But it's the chase of wanting that changing room feeling as well. That feeling that you've got when you're in the changing room and you've got the victory.
Yeah, so the exhilaration of victory sort of overall outweighs the pain of defeat. But
I don't know, it's 50-50, no. Michael, it's 50-50.
So let's go back to England, which you've mentioned a couple of times. That's probably what many people would remember, was that 2015 Rugby World Cup where you led England. They were in a very, very tough group in a bizarre draw done 3 years before the tournament. So you were matched in a group with Australia and Wales. The bounce of the ball and the refereeing decisions and small margins and all of those things apply at that level. But that must have been a very painful experience, given what you've said about defeat.
There's a book, The Power of Moments, and it talks about the peak memory and the last memory. So the analogy it gives is, you know, you go into a theme park and you've had a terrible day, queuing's cost you a fortune, but you go on the best ride at the end and you get a free lollipop when you leave. And you think, oh, what a great day that was. But on the flip side, it happens as well. So you had a great day, but then the last ride is a terrible one and, you know, you get stuck in a traffic jam coming home. You think, oh, what a bad day it was. So people get driven towards the final memory. And I always feel it's such a shame with the time we had with England, not just me personally, the players who committed so much, the coaching team who were all amazing, you know, the management team. You know, everything gets drawn back to one moment in 2015 when we'd had amazing development and success of a very young England team that went on to become successful. But yeah, you're right. At the pointy end of sport, it often comes down to one moment. It could be a penalty shootout in football. It could be, you know, a VAR decision. It could be the bounce of a ball in rugby or a refereeing decision or whatever. So to lose the Wales game and then to try and qualify on the back of beating Australia and then to lose the Australia game, I wouldn't have wished it on my worst enemy, to be honest. I mean, it was so painful. Like, there was a sense of responsibility I still carry, if I'm being honest. And disappointment that all the hard work, you know, couldn't be shown in the latter stages of the tournament, when the team was so connected to the crowd, the supporters, you know, were so behind the players. The players had given their all in the preparation. So, yeah, the pain it caused my family and friends. Yeah, it's tough.
I mean, you must be a deeply resilient person to bounce back from that. What enabled you to bounce back and learn the lessons and become possibly the most successful coach of in European club rugby?
Bit of Cumbrian resilience and grit, to be honest, was part of it. You know, the very first thing I did was get away from, get back up north, actually. I went to Cumbria and write down the lessons learned. While it's fresh in my mind, really think about what I could have done better or what went well or what would I have changed. And so have that journal to myself, if you like. I've still got it. Actually, no one's... I've shared probably more so with Gareth than anyone else, but also the Olympic sports, really. But I've shared it with other rugby coaches. There was definitely a period of solitude, if you like, and taking myself away. Now, people sometimes like to talk through the pain of a disappointment or whatever. I wanted to think it through, you know, on my own. So I was probably walking up and down the Lake District more so than I normally would. Christmas came and went, and I actually decided, because the Six Nations coming around the corner, to get out the country and go and visit Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and generally just have a mental break from what I felt was the never-ending narrative of the failed World Cup and now the glorious Six Nations, you know. So that helped. It sounds a shame to say this, but I think moving out of England to get a coaching job in Ireland was definitely a good thing for me personally. But generally, also getting back on the horse, so to speak, getting back out there and coaching, that also helped.